Bible with you today, I would ask you to especially pay attention to this passage this morning. The Lord has laid this on my heart to preach in this hour. Nothing I would have chose to preach, but I don't have an option in what I do this morning. Genesis 22. The Bible says in verse 1, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went in the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. They came to the place that God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar of wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. Behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. Abram went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. I've got to read the next three verses to conclude the sermon. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. And he said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. You may be seated this morning. Father, we bless you. Lord, we come to a holy place today We come to a helpless place where a man stands without your touch. And I ask you to help me to be a blessing to the people this morning. I want to thank you how good you've been to me. What you've done in my life and in this place and my family and our church family. I pray now you'd let preaching be easy a few moments and help me. And I'll be careful to give you the honor and the glory and the right of way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And amen. You'll notice in our text, very unusual text. Here we find one of what we call one of the first mentions of a double name. He called his name, you'll notice, as he began to talk to him. But down in your Bibles, in verse number 11, the Lord called unto him and he used a double name. And he said, Abraham, Abraham. And I want to preach on this double name character this morning, on Abraham, Abraham, the surrendered faith. The surrendered faith. You'll notice in verse number 1, there is an observation. You'll notice that it was a great time, for it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Now, after this time, preacher, what's going on? Well, Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah, his wife, was 90. God told them that they was going to bring forth a child. And Sarah began to laugh in her tent and said, how can this happen? Because my husband is old and my womb is barren. Can I tell you that the Lord can do amazing things in this day and in this hour? Here we see this observation. It was a great time. Secondly, it was a great test. He said, and God did tempt Abraham. That does not mean that God tempted him with sin, for God cannot sin, for He is holy. But this Bible word simply means that He was going to prove something in Abraham's life. You may be going through a great test in this day, in this hour, with your faith. For you see, it was a great time, as a great test. But thirdly, it was a great trust. Abraham had to come to a place in his life where he could not trust in Sarah. He could not trust in anything but one. And that's what God had said to him. Can I tell you, you can still trust Him this morning. There was a great observation. It was a great time. It was a great test. And I want to say something. Wouldn't you think that the older you get in life, that the test would become easier? I can remember before Renee's daddy, my father-in-law, went to heaven. He made a statement one day to me in the living room. He is in his recliner and he said, you know, Ken, I'd always thought that the older I'd got in the Lord, the easier life had become. But he said this Georgia word I like, but I declare, I believe it gets harder. And so here, this was a great observation. It was a great time. It was a great test. It had to be a great trust, but it was a great truth. Abraham was not only fixing to find out something about himself, but he was fixing to find out something about his God. And in this observation, we see secondly, in this text, not only is there an observation, but there is an obstacle. Look in verse 2. For the Bible says, he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee in the land of Moriah, and the place that I will show you. This obstacle now that comes in his life, this obstacle of faith, I'm going to say, first of all, this obstacle involved his family. For he said, thy son. You know, there's nothing like children. There's nothing like grandchildren. You know, Brother Adam, yesterday we've got this new app on our phone. And I'm old school, but I do know how to do some new stuff. Somebody say amen. They called it a 360, and I looked at where my grandbaby was with y'all. I was wondering how you'd made it. I seen you going up 20, and you'd made it over to Lanier Islands. About 6 o'clock, I got to watching. And I noticed then about 7:30, the bus started moving. About 8:30, I noticed that's about an hour away. And then about 9:20, Brother Mike, that's down there below your old crossroads. About 9:27, I seen they come by the Piggly Wiggly. And I called Olivia. And I know her eyes rolled when Pop called. And I said, baby, tell Brother Adam I see that y'all have made it fine. I've been praying for you today. You say, well, why did you go to that effort? Because it's family involved. And when family's involved, it takes it to a different scale. Can I tell you, Liberty Baptist Church is not a society, honey. It's a family. We in the family of God together today. So there was an obstacle. This obstacle in his faith, it had to do with family. I want to say, secondly, not only did it involve family, but it involved feeling. We all have feelings. You know, Pastor, and I've noticed this, you have to be a great educator of feeling. So many feelings get hurt. And I want to implement this. It's not on the outline, but it's in my heart. And the reason so many feelings get hurt, because people have a big mouth. And the Bible says, study to be quiet and mind your own business. So it involved feeling, thy only son. I've heard people say this, I know how you feel. No, you don't. You ain't got a clue how I feel. You ain't got a clue. Thine only son, it involved family, but this great obstacle, it involved feeling. I want to say this that I jotted down. Our faith is never tested. And listen. Our faith is never tested until God asks us to bear the unbearable. He asks us to do what seems unreasonable. And thirdly, to expect what sounds impossible. Can I read that again? Since we ain't got night service, let's just take a while. You know, our faith is never tested till God asked us to bear the unbearable. Has He ever asked you to bear the unbearable? Has He ever asked you to do what seems unreasonable? I remember when we first started this ministry, me and Brother Mike, you've heard me say it a lot. There's a man offered us a church building down on 100 at the river. A little building there had pews, pulpit, altar. Had everything but bathrooms. But I could have brought in porta potties. Somebody say amen. I mean, it would have worked. The storefront was busting over. It sounded unreasonable when God said, get. Sometimes God will speak to you and it seems very unreasonable. You see, Abraham had learned about things being unreasonable. God told him he was going to have a child. And he said, well, Sarah's too old. So he went into Sarah's handmaid. And therefore Ishmael came out. What a mess he made by thinking that he had to do it for God. Let me tell you, we ain't got to do nothing for God this morning. We just got to mind God. Abraham found himself in a mess. when he tried to do something for God. Be still and know that I'm God. God's bigger than we are. God's not left us, church. God's very much involved in where we are and who we are and what we're doing. And so in this obstacle, it involved family. It involved feeling. But thirdly, I want to say it involved faith. Abraham's faith was being stretched. I want to ask you something this morning. I never really understood in this light till I studied it out this week. You know, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So faith does come by hearing. But how do you increase your faith? How do you grow your faith? How do you stretch your faith? How does your little faith become more faith? Simply by reacting in faith and trusting God. So Abraham's having a great test with his faith. Thirdly, not only this observation of faith, not only this obstacle of faith, but notice how the Bible lays it out. There's an obligation of faith. Look in verse 3. He's asked him to do something big. Has God ever asked you to do something big that seems unreasonable? Abraham rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went in the place of which God had told him. This obligation. Notice, first of all, his promptness. He rose early. You know, when God's wanting me to do something, it sure is a lot better when I get at it. A lot of you, God has showed you to do things, and you're just stopped. And so now you've got your spiritual life on hold. So in this obligation, you'll see that Abraham had got a word from the Lord. And so there was his promptness. He rose early. But then look at his preparation. He saddled his ass. Now, he had servants to do that, but he did it himself. The Bible said that he clayed wood. What did he do? He got what he needed, so when he got there, he wouldn't be preoccupied. His promptness, his preparation. But look in verse 4, there was a providence. I want to say something. This is maybe something that none of you really understand, but I want to say that I've learned it spiritually. God is all about timing. Here's providence. Look what he simply says to him about providence in verse number 4. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. I want to say something. You know where it is that you've got to mind God. He saw it. Far off. And the reason it didn't stay far off is because he went toward it. And you minding God is going to stay far away from you till you get started in minding Him. The providence of God. God is very much in timing. I would have loved to have started out this facility when we first started. That would have been such a blessing, wouldn't it, Brother Mike? I mean, just walk in, wow. But no, we had to start in a grass shop with green shag carpet. Somebody say amen. Had to start preaching at home on a high chair. Timing is everything. In your life, you can look back. God is a God, an on-time God. He's always on time. Look through that whole Bible. You'll never see where God was late. There he is in this obligation, his promptness, his preparation, but his providence. And then verse 5, I want you to watch this. I'm about to close this sermon. I want to get to the main thrust of my message that I want to show you in the last 2 points. But simply this preceding. After this providence, there is a preceding. Look in verse 5. Look what he does. Watch what he does. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Preacher, what are you talking about, the proceeding? He realized that he had to do this himself. Nobody else could do it for him. He had servants. You know something about those servants I like? I like them. They're no name. We don't know who they are. It's a lot of them in our Bible. The little lad, he brought the sack lunch. God fed 5,000. Naaman's little maid, we don't know who they were. The little lad that led Samson to the pillars of the temple, got his strength back. These no-name characters, but they're very important. Look what he does. Abraham realized nobody else could do this for him. He had to do it himself. And so he tells these servants in this proceeding in verse 5, "Abide ye here with us." I want to say something. Please listen right here. It's very important. I didn't see it till this morning, but it sure is a blessing. When you have to go and mind God and do something, but when you come back, them that was with you is still standing there. So important. They were standing there abiding. They were aware, waiting for Abraham to return. You say, "Preacher, was they there when Abraham got done?" You better know they was there. I believe they're still standing there holding that little donkey. Those people in my life are very important. When I've had to trust God, they were there. God told me to leave my job 14 years ago. Had one of the greatest jobs in the state of Georgia. I looked at my wife and I said, "Honey, God's telling me to resign. What do you think?" And it's what she said. "Just mind God, I got more faith than you got." That helps you, Brother Hired, standing by the piano in the back room. Somebody say amen. But when I made that decision, and I minded God, there was my wife, there was our church, there was my friends. They were abiding there. It's so important that you have others that you can trust when you're minding God. This morning, now watch your Bible. This is amazing. It's fixing to go boom. Are you ready to watch it go boom? It's fixing to go boom. Abraham, Abraham. The observation, the obstacle, the obligation. But fourthly, the obedience. The obedience. Now, Abraham has got to mind him. God has asked Abraham something that is very hard. I want to ask you something this morning. What is your Isaac? What is that that God has been wanting to have control of that you've never given to Him? Is it your family? Is it your life? Is it your money? I told Miss Renee this morning, I said, "Honey, you got tithe on that stimulus in the morning. Shake your little Baptist head up and down. Amen." Some of you can't trust God with your money. I don't know why. He sure does make ends meet better than I can. What is it that God is wanting from you? This obedience. Now look, here it goes. You ready? Verse 9. They came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there. This obedience, first of all, Abraham brought him. Then watch this. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. And Brother Adam, I never seen this. Not only did Abraham bring him, but Abraham bound him. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar up on the wood. What are you talking about, preacher? Oh, it's simple. Abraham tied him to the altar. You know how to take care of your Isaac this morning? Is bring it and tie it to the altar. He tied it there and he really, he was saying, God, if I get to get him off of that or not, all I know, he's yours. How many times have I brought an Isaac to the altar and I laid him down and I got up and I throwed him on my shoulder and I went back and I sat down with him. By that, I didn't get nothing handled with the Lord. The obedience. Now, don't miss this because I've never seen this in preaching. I've never seen this last point, and I read it to you. And I don't know if any of you understand or not, but I want to try to highlight it and show it, and I'm done preaching. And this obedience, Abraham brought him. Abraham bound him. And Abraham believed him. You know what he believed? In Hebrews 11, you know what he believed? God told him that Isaac was going to bless a nation. And so Abraham went to God by faith and he said, God, you give me this, now you're wanting it back, but I'm going to trust you more than Isaac. He went believing. You know what's got me through big leaps of faith? Believing what he told me. Did you know before this pandemic ever started, my birthday was March 17. 2 weeks before this pandemic started, I was walking out of my study on a Saturday morning and God spoke to me. And this is all he said. Change. And he gave me a great peace in my heart. You see, it's very important what God says to you, that you can believe him. Lastly, this is what I've never seen in the Bible. And I want to share it with you. And I want this to go home with you. And I want you to think about it tomorrow, because it's so true. Not only his obligation, his obedience, but look at the object of faith. Verse 15, look what the Bible says. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. And he said, by myself have I sworn the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, hast not beheld thy son, thine only son. Miss Emily, you and Brother Tim come. I want you to sing that Isaac song this morning if you can. That in blessing, now watch, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multitude thy seed as the stars of heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore. Thy seed shall possess the gate of the enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Here it is. Don't miss it. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. The object. Listen to me. This is it. I'm done preaching. He blessed others by his obedience. Abraham blessed others because of his obedience. You know, when you have to mind the Lord and the devil tells you everything but right, you always remember this. You'll never go wrong minding the Lord. I can look around this facility this morning, and because people have minded God, my life is blessed. Will you agree with me on that? Because of your obedience, others can be blessed. Now this morning I want to give this invitation. You may be here and need something in your life. Maybe here and God's dealing with you. Maybe about being saved. It's always right to do right. Trust Christ and be saved. Bring this that is between you and God and lay it on the altar and tie it up. And watch God what He does. Young and Joseph.